It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Austin and Whistler. Coming up on the programme, the big beautiful bill is to become law. Donald Trump's key finance package has finally got approval from both houses of the US Congress after a marathon session. So what about the $3.4 trillion it's predicted to add to the national debt? And what's it going to mean for the lower paid Americans who rely on benefit schemes that are now set to be cut? Also today on the programme, as the reunion tour of Oasis gets underway, we'll look at the lucrative marketing opportunities for band merchandise. And how much do we really want a new Superman movie? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US House of Representatives has narrowly passed President Trump's massive tax and spending bill after only two Republicans voted against it. Mr. Trump said the bill would turn America into a rocket ship and give him more power. But the Democratic Party said Republicans had sent a message that if you weren't a billionaire, then they didn't give a damn. Arunade Mukherjee reports.
The law will slash taxes by $4.5 trillion. It aims to spend more on border security and defence. But critics say it will cut medical insurance and food aid for some of the poorest in the country. But some within the president's own Republican Party also expressed concerns, saying it would add to the national debt as well as hit their own voters. The bill will now go to Donald Trump's desk for signing into law, with the president able to claim his first major legislative victory of his second term.
A former security contractor at Gaza's controversial aid distribution sites has told the BBC he witnessed colleagues opening fire and Palestinians who posed no threat. The whistleblower described a culture of impunity, with team leaders describing Gazans as zombie hordes. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which runs the operation, dismissed the allegations as false. President Trump and the Russian leader Vladimir Putin have spoken on the phone. Mr. Trump told reporters he didn't make any progress towards a ceasefire with Ukraine, and he wasn't happy about the continuing war. He also suggested the US would continue helping Ukraine.
We're giving weapons, but we've given so many weapons, but we are giving weapons, and we're working with them and trying to help them, but we haven't. You know, Biden emptied out our whole country giving them weapons, and we have to make sure that we have enough for ourselves.
Ukraine's President Zelensky said he hopes to speak to Mr. Trump as soon as Friday about the suspension of some US weapons shipments. Russia has officially recognised the Taliban government in Afghanistan, the first nation to do so. The Russian Foreign Ministry said recognition would help bilateral cooperation in various fields. Sanjay Dasgupta reports.
Moscow was the first to open a business representative's office in Kabul after the Taliban takeover and has announced plans to use Afghanistan as a transit hub for gas exports. In July last year, President Putin had described the Taliban as allies in the fight against terrorism. Its administration continues to face diplomatic isolation from the rest of the world, though countries like China, Pakistan, the UAE and Uzbekistan have designated ambassadors to Kabul, a step towards possible recognition. Even so, the Russian decision was unusual enough for the Taliban Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi to describe it as brave.
BBC News. U.S. immigration officers have arrested the Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. at his home in Los Angeles in advance of deporting him. The Homeland Security Department described the former middleweight world champion as an egregious public safety threat, alleging he's linked to the Sinaloa drugs cartel in Mexico. At least two people have died in western Turkey as wildfires, fueled by high winds and temperatures, spread towards residential areas. Hundreds of blazes have been reported. Neighbouring Greece is also battling a number of wildfires, with thousands of people evacuated on the island of Crete. Here in Britain, the left-wing MP Zara Sultana has quit the governing Labour Party to co-lead a new party, together with the former Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. She accused Keir Starmer's government of failing to improve people's lives and being what she called an active participant in genocide in Gaza. The American actor Michael Madsen has died of a heart attack at the age of 67. He was best known for his performance as Mr. Blonde in Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs. Peter Bowes looks back at his life. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right,
here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Michael Madsen as Mr. Blonde, dancing as he tortured a kidnapped policeman. The scene from Reservoir Dogs is one of the most memorable from the actor's prolific career, with over 300 titles to his name, including multiple collaborations with Quentin Tarantino, such as Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 and The Hateful Eight. Madsen also had roles in the 90s hits Thelma and Louise, as well as Die Another Day in the James Bond franchise. Rugged, charismatic and an unmistakable voice, Michael Madsen was born to be a performer.
BBC News.